Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the... You know what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit tell me? He's saying, it's time for my people to be normal. Normal is read the truth book. That is normal. Everything else is abnormal. You sensed it. You felt it. I have in the studio someone that's normal. Her name is Anna Mendez Farrell. Now, Anna was involved in all sorts of New Age activities. She had a genuine encounter with Jesus, but she didn't understand. She went to the church in Mexico, and it was filled with paganism and witch doctors. And she got into all the New Age and ended up being totally demonized, ended up in a mental institution, and should have died there. No hope whatsoever. But a man of God came into the institution, prayed for her, and it was as if her eyes were open. She could think normal. She was totally set free. Something like 80% of the other inmates in the mental institution were set free. Even to this day, she's called to pray for people in the mental institutions. And she has been on fire, been normal, and she has had revelations of the blood and the body of Messiah, known as communion, that the church does not even comprehend today. But Anna, just a few years after you got saved, you started a church, but this was a very, very tough area. People lived in cardboard boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
But one day you were speaking in your church and you were caught up in a vision in the heavenlies. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and that's what it started, my revelation on the power of the blood. I was literally caught up into heaven. I was in front of Jesus, and he said he brought two humongous drops of blood the size of a head of a person. And he says, drink of my blood. And I drank of the blood and I saw my body all like red from the blood. And then suddenly he allowed a demon to come, and it was a horrible demon. And as the demon crawled over me, the power of the blood totally scorched that demon. And the Lord says, I am teaching you about the power of my blood. That is not just pleading the blood, is not what we speak about in Jesus, but is from what position are we speaking from. And one thing is to plead the blood of Jesus, and one other thing is to totally be invaded by the blood of Jesus as we take communion, and we take communion every day, such as the early church did. The Bible says that they had communion every day. They partake the bread in the houses every day. They had fellowship with one another. And that this is one of the practices of the early church that brought them into an amazing power that conquered all the early world. So that was how the Lord started to teach me on the power of the blood.
In this vision that you had, you saw this demon coming towards you, and you were so filled with the blood. What did the demon do?
The demon was just scourged as he crawled over me. I saw him just burning, like the power of the blood was just scorched him.
So you're not afraid of any demon?
Absolutely not. The devil is absolutely destroyed. We don't know, the power of the blood of Jesus is so incredibly intense. But it's not just about talking about the blood. It's about drinking his blood. Our spirits need that spiritual nourishment that makes us strong and strong and strong. And many people, because we have made in the church communion a ritual, it's just a memorial, let us have memory of the covenant of Christ. And that is not what he meant.
Let me ask you a question. Within Catholicism, they actually believe this becomes the literal blood of Jesus, the literal body of Jesus. Do you believe that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, that is one of the things that during Reformation was majorly hit by Martin Luther. And he says this is a total abomination. It's an insult to our intellect. And actually, if Jesus wanted to transform wine in blood and bread in flesh, he's able to do that. He transformed the water in wine in the weddings of Canaan. So if his intention was to totally transform that as physical elements into a transubstantiation, which is the Catholic belief, which actually comes from the occult era in the 9th century.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it until I read it in your book.
Yeah, St. Augustine had the right interpretation that actually we are drinking the blood spiritually and we're eating from the flesh of the Lord spiritually, but the elements, the fruit of the wine and the bread remain the same thing. Is that our spirits, we are a natural creature and we are a spiritual people. So our spirit needs that nourishment, and as we take communion, heaven and earth joins together, amen, and as we are drinking the literal fruit of the vine, our spirits are literally drinking from the blood of Jesus. And there's a lot of people that are very weak in their spirit because their spirits never eat. And that's why the Lord says, this is my bread and this is my blood. And this is true drink and true bread. And these are two elements that people need every day. You need to feed yourself every day in order to live, in order to survive.
Now, when you had that vision where you saw the power of the blood of Jesus, mm-hmm. and you were laying on the floor for hours, your book says.
Yeah. Actually, my experience in the spirit realm, I thought like it was some minutes before.
Well, there's
the
no
throne.
Time in the
There's
in
no
eternity.
Time there. But when I came back from that experience, there was 6 hours that had gone by, and none of the people of the church have moved. They were so.
Why did they stay that length of time?
They knew I was in heaven somehow. So, I mean, and actually, while I was laying on the floor, a demon-possessed person came close to me and was totally delivered as I was just laying on the floor in my experiences in heaven.
You know, I don't want to get too far adrift, but we're making available this week your CD called The Power of His Blood and your book called Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood, in which the full revelation of communion that God has given you. But when you were actually recording this CD, first of all, tell me, describe to me the power of his blood. I can just tell you, during our prayer meeting in our office, we put that on, and people, our staff people, wanted to buy that CD, and they normally don't do this on them.
Because it's the power of heaven down to earth. In Jesus, all things come together in one. Those that are in heaven and those that are on earth. And worship has to be like that. Worship has to start in heaven. So we start worshiping, and when we hear the angels and when the prophetic powers start coming down, we start recording. In this particular occasion, it was the power of the Lord, just of the blood of Jesus, just being manifested with amazing deliverance, amazing healings going on in the church. And this is what we capture in this CD that is so prophetic, and people are having all kind of experiences. This is actually a very, very powerful tool of healing, of deliverance, of giving life to the body of Christ. We just came back from the Netherlands, in which a total revival has started because of this city. They started playing this city in the north of Holland, of the Netherlands, and in a town where there is only 2,500 people, a tiny little town, people just started to gather because they were starting to play this CD, and people started to gather in this place, and in less than 2 months, they have 1,000 people in the church.
When you were doing the CD, when you were recording it, there was actually a demonized man that reacted to the anointing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the power of the blood was manifesting in such a way that there was this guy from Africa that started to manifest. He wanted to hit everybody, but he couldn't. I mean, it was like angels that were everywhere. So he wanted to hit something, and he hit the window of the church, a huge window, and actually caught his arm, and he started yelling and really manifesting. And then the power of the Lord just hit him. I called him to the front. I said, come, man, come from your deliverance in the name of Jesus. And he was attracted by the power of Christ that is so much greater than the power of any demon, no matter how great they are manifesting. The power of our Christ is much more powerful, and he felt the pull to come to the front. Immediately he was delivered in the platform. I mean, it was amazing, and we just find him last week after 2 years of this.
Yes.
And he has an amazing evangelistic ministry. He was so delivered. He was so thankful to the Lord.
Here in the West, we don't even understand deliverance. We don't even talk about it. It's supposed to be for third world countries, not for here. I think that's one of our problems.
I think that's a big problem.
How important is communion every day? I mean, many people think it can only be in the church by a pastor once a month.
Absolutely not. I mean, when we read the book of Acts, it actually says in the second chapter, verse 42, that the early church gathered every day, and they were persevering in four particular truths, which was breaking the bread, the doctrine of the apostles, prayer, and fellowship with one another. And because they broke the bread every day in the houses, I mean, there was not, 3,000 pastors breaking the bread. I mean, remember that in Pentecost, 3,000 people came to Christ. Well, there was not enough pastors to go into every house and have communion with them, because we have made it such a religious kind of stuff, and it's a meal. It's a meal with Christ. It's a communing with the Spirit of Christ. It's coming together and be melting together with the Spirit of Christ. What the Apostle Paul says, they that has united themselves with Christ has become one spirit with Him. And as we commune with Christ, we become one spirit with Him. And this while the early church was doing this, it says that the fear of the Lord came over all the church. This is one of the magnificent things.
Isn't that one of the missing ingredients?
The fear of the Lord came over them, and they had the favor of the people. I mean, something happened in that early church as they broke the bread, that the favor of all the people was there. Today we need that favor, because we are giving a mixed message. The church is preaching one thing and doing another thing. People outside don't believe what we are saying because it's not coherent. It's not reality to many Christians. But in those days, it was a reality.
You know what? I mean, you have so many supernatural insights in your book, and the anointing is so powerful on your CD. But even for salvation, when you take communion, the way you call the unsaved into the body of Messiah, I've never seen that before. Mishpocha, I want to send you this CD and this book. What a mentoring tool. Both available for a donation of $25. The book is called Eat My Flesh, Drink My Blood.